This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. For hospitals across the country, it is getting more expensive to keep their doors open. That's in part thanks to rising interest rates. The Fed recently approved its 10th rate increase in a little more than a year. And those hikes, they are taking a particular toll on small and mid-sized cash-strapped hospitals. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains.
In hospitals across the country, the price of doing business is up. Kritika Amin is with health policy nonprofit KFF.
Wages and labor pressures are increasing in hospitals unless they're able to find ways to cut back on staff or cut other expenses.
John Budd has heard a lot about increased operational costs. He's with ECG Management Consultants and helps rural hospitals manage their budgets.
Even medical supplies are up about 13% when you look at where they were last year.
That's one squeeze on hospitals. Another, as the Fed increases interest rates, so goes the cost of borrowing money.
When you think about the ongoing capital needs of we need a new MRI or we need a new building or we need, you know, some type of replacement or expansion, obviously that raises the cost that the health system is going to have to pay for that.
This hurts some hospitals more than others. Vivian Ho is an economist with Rice University.
Larger ones, they have plenty of cash reserves to build whatever they want.
But for smaller and rural hospitals that have to borrow to cover expenses or expand,
the higher interest rates are going to be very difficult for them to manage.
Also, it's harder to hire in rural areas, and these hospitals often serve an aging, less healthy population with more folks on Medicaid or Medicare, which is less lucrative for hospitals. And John Budd says when you throw in higher interest rates,
they're going to see an acceleration of cash burn. And, you know, we're seeing that in our client base right now. And for many of those, that means even in some instances, risking closure.
So while well-resourced hospitals can outlast higher interest rates, Budd says some smaller hospitals may not have the time to wait it out. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.